The floor of Mary Margaret Hospital in Batesville is filled to the brim. Many patients are unvaccinated against COVID-19 and now have the virus. Outside the negative airflow rooms, communities have largely returned to normal, but the healthcare workers and system caring for these patients are at a breaking point. Jamie Schutte and healthcare workers across Indiana find themselves overwhelmed.
Our workload is quadrupled.
Schutte is a respiratory therapist at Mary Margaret, a critical access hospital. During non-emergent times, this facility cares for around 25 patients, but today there are nearly that many COVID patients on the floor, and even more with other conditions requiring hospital stays. Devin Royce is the interim chief nursing officer at Mary Margaret.
This surge is very different in that we are keeping twice and three times the normal number of patients that we are used to seeing. Our inpatient volume's been very busy. We are having issues with staffing.
Schutte is one of a handful of respiratory therapists here and has seen a lot over the course of the pandemic.
What scares me is seeing, since I'm from the community, is seeing family or neighbors, friends that come in and I have to take care of them, which in a small community, you kind of know everybody, so it kind of makes it hard.
The problems facing Indiana hospitals aren't isolated to Mary Margaret. Across the state and country, healthcare is being pushed to the brink. Experts say unvaccinated COVID patients, paired with a number of clinical staffing shortages, are testing an already tattered system. That's in large part why an order from Governor Eric Holcomb, who has joined fellow Republicans in resisting calls for further COVID-19 restrictions, allowed the National Guard to be deployed to a number of Indiana hospitals. One of them is Clark Memorial in Jeffersonville. Ruth Schmidt is the chief operating officer here.
It's been a real boost for us to have an extra pair of hands, and that's really what we needed, was somebody to come in and at least give us a couple weeks of an extra pair of hands to help with those things that we want to do but just haven't had a chance to get to.
Guard members can only be deployed at a hospital for 2-week periods. Today was their final day at Clark Memorial.
We go back to where we were, and we continue on without the help, which means everybody picks up a little bit more.
We were supposed to tour the ER as part of our visit, but hospital staff told us it was too crowded. Schmidt and other hospital administrators say the care patients are receiving is not always at the level they desire.
To be honest, it does scare me a little. Yeah, it scares me a little. But I feel like, you know, we are being flexible to make sure we take care of who we can, and we make sure that those people we can't take care of, we get to an appropriate place that they can get care.
And the hospitals equipped to provide more intensive care are stretched thin, too. Many Indianapolis-area hospitals admit they've spent significant amounts of time on diversion. Some, like the state's largest health system, IU Health, have canceled all elective inpatient procedures. The lack of staff and physical space create ripple effects for small critical access hospitals like Mary Margaret.
I think there's a bottleneck. It's the state of Indiana. It's our transferring facilities in Indianapolis and in Cincinnati and not being able to transfer appropriately.
Royce admits her staff now keeps sicker patients longer because there is nowhere else to transfer them throughout the state.
That gets scary when you're a critical access hospital and you're trying to figure out how to get patients appropriately where they need to be. And the reality is if there's nowhere for them to go, they're staying here.
Her frontline staff members experience it daily.
Normally, we have patients come in, you're with them for 2 or 3 days, they go home. COVID patients, we're with them every day for a month or better, and then sometimes they don't get to go home.
While hospitalizations statewide have plateaued, officials remain concerned about future variants, lower than average vaccination rates, and the upcoming flu season. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.